Hi, listener. If you have enjoyed listening to this podcast and want us to keep going strong and putting out new shows every week, please consider becoming a patron on patreon.com/allaboutindiapodcast or patreon.com/learnhindiontheGo by making a small monthly donation.
Every dollar helps and allows us to focus solely on making Hindi language learning content. Plus, you get exclusive subscriber-only content like bonus lessons, quizzes, and written materials related to each episode.
My name is Shraddha and here with me is Ritansh. In this episode, we'll explain a section of a Bollywood song and then help you learn some of the lyrics and verbs used.
And through an interactive quiz, you'll also learn how to translate and use the verb to drown and to be submerged along with other vocabulary.
And you will also learn how to translate the sentences like the child slipped and he got drowned in the river and several villages got submerged in flood water into Hindi. And you can play the original track or watch its video using the links mentioned in the episode's description.
One can download the transcript of this podcast as well as the song's lyrics with translation from patreon.com/learnhindiontheGo or patreon.com/allaboutindiapodcast.
And to take a free trial for one-to-one online Hindi lessons, visit our school's website. The link is in the episode's description.
Shall we discuss a popular Bollywood song, O Rangrez?
Oh yes, why not? This musical melodious masterpiece is popular because of its great soundtrack, its philosophical lyrics and lovely voices of Javed Bashir and Shreya Ghoshal.
The song is from Bhag Milkha Bhag, a 2013 biographical sports drama movie which was directed by Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra.
The movie features Farhan Akhtar in the lead role. The movie is based on the inspiring life of Milkha Singh, a great Indian athlete.
The song's lyrics were written by Prasoon Joshi. Now I'm going to speak first few lines of the song slowly. O Rangrez, Tere Rang Darya Mein Doobna Hai Bas Tera Banke Hai नहीं रहना दूजा बनके.
These lines are addressed to the singer's beloved and are literally translated as, O Dyer, after becoming yours, I want to drown into the river of colors made by you. And I don't want to live belonging to someone else. Here, the lover asks the beloved to color him in the color of the beloved and hence called the beloved a dyer.
Now I'm going to repeat these lines again, very slowly. If you wish, you can repeat them with me. O Rangrez, Tere Rang Darya Mein Doobna Hai Bas Tera Banke Hai Nahi Rehna दूजा बनके. Now I'm going to speak the next few lines of the song. एक भी सांस अलग नहीं लेनी खेंच लेना प्राण इस तन के हाय नहीं रहना दूजा बनके.
These lines are translated as, I don't want to take a single breath away from you. If I have to live away from you, one can pull away the life from my body. I don't want to lead the life belonging to someone else.
Doesn't the song have a deeper meaning as well?
Oh yes, that's very true. Holistically speaking, the song can be interpreted in a different way. In the mystic poetry, God is called as Rangres or Dyer. And in the song, the singer addresses God and expresses his deep desire to become a part of God and unite with Him.
Now I'm going to repeat these lines again very slowly. If you wish, you can repeat them with me. O Rangres, Tere Rang Darya mein Doobna hai Bas Tera Banke Hai Nahi Rehna Dooja Banke Ek bhi Saans Alag Nahi Leni खेंच लेना प्राण इस तन के हाय नहीं रहना दूजा बन के.
Now let's discuss some interesting Hindi words and phrases of the song.
In the song, one hears the line, तेरे रंग दरिया में डूबना है बस तेरा बन के. Doobna, I'll repeat, doobna, which means to drown and to be submerged.
And doob jana, I'll repeat, doob jana, which means to get drowned or to become submerged. Jana of which agrees with the subject. The child slipped and he got drowned in the river is translated as bacha, fisla, or vah nadi mein doob gaya. I'll say it again slowly. Bacha fisla aur vah nadi mein doob gaya. Fisalna, I'll repeat, fisalna, which means to slip, and bacha means child or a male child.
After the cyclonic storm, many houses got submerged in water is translated as चक्रवाती तूफान के बाद बहुत घर पानी में डूब गए. I'll say it again slowly. चक्रवाती तूफान के बाद बहुत घर पानी में डूब गए. चक्रवाती तूफान, I'll repeat, चक्रवाती तूफान is translated as the cyclonic storm.
Due to heavy rains, roads were flooded and many cars got submerged in water is translated as tez barish ke karan sadkon par pani bhar gaya aur bahut gaadiyan pani mein doob gayin. I'll say it again slowly. तेज बारिश के कारण सड़कों पर पानी भर गया और बहुत गाड़ियां पानी में डूब गईं. Due to the heavy rain is translated as तेज बारिश के कारण. I'll repeat, तेज बारिश के कारण. And roads to be flooded is translated as सड़कों पर पानी भर जाना. I'll repeat, सड़कों पर पानी भर जाना.
Shall we give the listener a quiz?
Oh yes, listener, we'll give you several sentences followed with brief pauses for you to translate those sentences into Hindi.
And I'll translate the sentences after you. Ready? Here we go.
In this swimming pool is translated as is swimming pool mein. I'll repeat, is swimming pool mein. A little girl is translated as ek choti bachi. I'll repeat, ek choti bachi. And to drown or to get drowned is translated as doob jana. I'll repeat, doob jana. Here is the first sentence for you to translate. Yesterday, a little girl drowned in this swimming pool.
कल एक छोटी बच्ची इस स्विमिंग पूल में डूब गई. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. कल एक छोटी बच्ची इस स्विमिंग पूल में डूब गई.
In flood water is translated as बाढ़ के पानी में. I'll repeat, बाढ़ के पानी में. Several villages is translated as कई गांव. I'll repeat, कई गांव. Here, गांव is a masculine plural noun and it remains the same in singular and plural. And to be submerged or to get submerged is translated as डूब जाना. Here is a second sentence for you. Several villages got submerged in flood water.
कई गांव बाढ़ के पानी में डूब गए. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. कई गांव बाढ़ के पानी में डूब गए.
The rain water is translated as बारिश का पानी. I'll repeat, बारिश का पानी. पानी means water and it is a masculine noun. The rain water to flood some areas is translated as कुछ इलाकों में बारिश का पानी भर जाना. I'll repeat, कुछ इलाकों में बारिश का पानी भर जाना. Here's the third one for you. The rain water flooded some areas.
कुछ इलाकों में बारिश का पानी भर गया. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. कुछ इलाकों में बारिश का पानी भर गया.
Several houses is translated as कई घर. Here, घर is a masculine plural noun. And it remains the same in singular and plural. And to be submerged or to get submerged is translated as डूब जाना. Here is the fourth one for you. Several houses were submerged in water.
कई घर पानी में डूब गए. I'll say it again slowly, just repeat it with me. कई घर पानी में डूब गए.
We hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Did you know we have a Facebook page? That's right. Learn Hindi on the Go is on Facebook. We want to make a community where Hindi learners can share stories, learning tips, and travel tips. Come, join us. Link is in the episode's description.
And make sure to subscribe our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you are at it, if you found value in this show, we would appreciate a rating on iTunes, Spotify, etc.
You could also support the show on Patreon. Goodbye. Namaste.